Lowell?
Dr. Paik was here last night, and there's not complete concordance between all of these assays that there are some women that look low risk on St. Gallen criteria, on Adjuvant Online, on NCCN, that he did find, at least in B20, were higher risk on the Oncotype DX. So I don't know if you can completely use these other ones to throw out Oncotype and say you wouldn't do it.
I think, weren't you telling me, Steve, that there was a study done looking prospectively on how often Oncotype changes your clinical thoughts or what you expect? It was about 25% of the cases.
Well, the Rocky Mountain Cancer Center group has done a prospective study of how often Oncotype changed their opinion. It isn't prospective, it was right or wrong, but it changed their treatment management about 25% of the time when the test result came in. Now, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know.
Scott, can you follow up with the patient?
Yeah, we decided that we were going to send Oncotype DX.
What are you going to do if it's high?
Well, do you
want to? Yeah, Bill. Bill, what does he do if it's high?
I'm going to call. I'll call Dr. Harwood.
Call Dr. Harwood.
Yeah.